Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Amman, capital of the Kingdom of Jordan, began as a settlement on a small triangular plateau in the foothills of the Ajalon Mountains, also called Rabbah or Rabbath Ammon, meaning Great Ammon. In the 3rd century BC, it was conquered and renamed Philadelphia by Egypt's King Ptolemy II Philadelphus. Philadelphia was a city of the Decapolis and may have been visited by our Lord. Mark 7:31, see Matthew 4:25, and Mark 5:20. Here the Ammonites lived, offspring of Lot. They had often been a thorn in Israel's side, but in the days of Saul, Ammon's king Nahash threatened to attack Jabesh-Gilead. In his first show of strength, Saul's army attacked the Ammonites, slaughtering and scattering them. 1 Samuel 11, verse 11. When Saul turned his fury on David, Nahash apparently concluded that the enemy of his enemy was his friend. And David testified, quote, "Nahash showed kindness to me." 2 Samuel 10, verse 2. But Nahash had died, and his son Hanun ruled in his place. Befitting ongoing friendly relations, David said, quote, "I will show kindness to Hanun, the son of Nahash." And so, quote, "David sent by the hand of his servants to comfort him concerning his father." Verse 2. It didn't go well. "It's a spy mission," said his princes. They determined not only to reject, but humiliate David's emissaries. In the Middle East, a beard is one's manhood. They shaved off half the Israelites' beards so they would be forced to shave the other half, and trimmed their clothes to the point of indecency. When David heard, he got their message. "Mount up, men. Let's give Ammon our response. When people seek to shame us as believers, don't take it personally. It's Jesus they hate. What to do? Answer with your trusty gospel sword. It gets them right in their heart."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.